Welcome, brothers and sisters. I just wanted to say welcome, and any visitors that might be here who have not filled out one of those visitor cards, if you could please fill that out with the information that you want to put on there, and it's for our records to keep, you know, on who's new to the church and stuff like that. So once again, welcome to everybody. And now, please stand for the call to worship. It's going to be in the hymnal number 764. And it's Psalm 31, verses 1 through 8. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me.
Rest in peace continually. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me.
You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me.
Take me out of the land which is sin for me, for you are my refuge.
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
I hate those who submit your heart to remain idols, but I trust in the Lord.
I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction, and you have taken my heed to my adversities.
You have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place.
Amen.
Please be seated. Father God, sustainer, we come as sinners. We come seeking. We come listening. We ask, Lord, that you would welcome us. Open your heart to us as we come to praise your name and to seek your holy word. Be with us as we leave this place. Guide and direct us always so that we may be your ambassadors and to speak your word to all we encounter. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? We are the church. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus, all around the world, yes, we're the church together. The church is not a building, the church is not a steeple, the church is not a resting place, the church is a people. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus, all around the world, yes, we're the church together. We're many kinds of people, with many kinds of faces, all colors and all ages, to them all times and places. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus, all around the world, yes, we're the church together. Sometimes the church is marching, sometimes it's bravely burning, sometimes it's fighting, sometimes hiding, always it's learning. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. Yes, we're the church together. Congregation, please be seated.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. So what we got here? We got one birthday and one anniversary. All right. So on the 11th, we've got Michelle Foray and four. Okay. All right. All right. Michelle Four on the 11th. I went French all of a sudden for some reason. Okay. And then we have an anniversary on the 12th with Jonathan and Devon Neal. All right. So for that one birthday and the anniversary, we'll still sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you, and many more.
All right. Do we have any announcements? All right.
Morning, Alamo. It is so wonderful to see all these smiling faces. It means a lot of you guys know my Jesus. Probably all of you, because I see a lot of smiles out there. Sometimes as we retire from work and are at a place in our lives where we just don't seem to be doing as much. Well, this month, the month of May, is the Older Americans Month. And some of you probably have this card. One of the things that older Americans can do that some young people can do and some can't is we can impart wisdom, because we've made mistakes, learned from them, we've been blessed, so we know how good God is. So what I'm asking you to do is fill out the back of this card. There is a place for your favorite scripture, your favorite hymn, and an opportunity to give testimony or words of wisdom. If you need more space, attach a piece of paper. One of the things that we'd like to do is put this into some type of booklet so that it can be shared. I'm not sure right this minute what kind of booklet it's going to be, because that depends on you. How much you're willing to share. How much you're willing to put yourself out there. And it's hard. I know it is. But this is an opportunity to kind of do some sneaky evangelism. You don't have to stand up in front of anybody and tell them anything. You can just give them your testimony, your words of wisdom, things you've learned, how you've been blessed. Because I know you all have. Because you're all here. So if you would fill out this card and return it to myself, Harriet, or poor Jan, gets lots of things returned to her, or to the pastor, we'd like to get this out by the end of the month, before the month for older Americans is over. So if everyone would just take a moment. I mean, you all know your favorite. Have that scripture you go to whenever. And all I'm asking you to do is share. Thank you. There are additional cards on the table in the center of the aisle. So if you did not get one, please grab one.
You have another announcement?
Yes. In addition to evangelism, we ran a statistics report on the church website for the month of April, and it turns out we are reaching a lot of people. Specifically children. We had an enormous amount of hits on the Kids Zone, which is a subdomain of the church website. And we also have a lot of hits coming up on the videos of the sermons. So we are reaching a lot of people out there. And so when we have events, get all that information out there on the web because people are looking at it. And I discovered that one place that was doing a lot of searches was the San Antonio Community Resource page. And they were checking our site for a lot of things. So we are doing our job of reaching the people to make them believers. So we're spreading the word. We have to God's Spirit, and we'll just keep trucking on.
All right. Any other announcements?
Good morning. Heavenly Father, may I live in humility of heart and keep my ears and heart ever open to the leading, guiding, prompting, correcting, and chastening work of your Spirit within me. May I grow in grace and be increasingly conformed into the image of Jesus day by day. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Real quick, this is Communion Sunday, and we do take up an offering for Agape Ministry every first Sunday of the month. We have baskets out here, so please consider Agape Ministries as you prepare yourself for communion in that special offering. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come today, we come seeking, but we also come with grateful hearts for all that you have given us. We ask, Lord, that you take our tithes and our offerings, that you multiply them and use them for your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you. This morning's scriptures are from Acts 7, verses 51 through 60. Your stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You will always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was given through angels, but have not obeyed it. When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him in out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. When they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. Thanks be to God.
All right, choir. May just sing, may sing with you this morning.
Church.
Good morning.
Thank God for Jesus Christ, huh?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus and the example of Stephen, whose mind was stayed on Christ and who was able to exhibit the peace of God in the midst of a vicious and evil generation. Help me to speak the truth in love and to walk in spirit and truth and to trust in your never-failing goodness and grace every moment of the day. To you be all the praise and glory, world without end. In Jesus' name I pray for his greater glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Gayla, before you go, could you play us a little prayer medley, please? Thank you.
I'm sorry.
As we... Am I on, Ed? Yes, I'm on. As we prepare for the message, I want you to know that the Lord wants us to worship him in spirit and truth. Amen? So I want you, as Tom gets ready to bring the message, I want you to focus your mind on Jesus. Don't focus on what's going on outside. And don't focus what's around you, or as I like to say, what's in the oven at home. Focus on Jesus. And focus your heart on his word. Because, folks, that's what's going to take you through. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. You are so good to us. You blessed us with so much. But Lord, there's so much evil going on around us. So much killing. So much just dastardly things that we don't understand. And sometimes, Lord, we wonder, when are you coming back, Lord? We don't know, Lord. But we know that while we are waiting, we want to be doers of your word. And we want to be found faithful. So, Lord, be with Tom this morning as he brings the message. Fill his heart with your spirit. And this congregation, Lord, help them to understand. Help their hearts and help them to take this message to heart. We give you all the praise and the glory for everything, Jesus. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, children, where are you? Where are the kids? Amen. Wow, look at them. My goodness. I tell you, they're getting bigger and bigger every Sunday. What are you guys feeding these children? Man, they're growing. Is that because I'm so short, huh? All right. Here comes the star of the show right there. There is the star of the show. Amen. All right. Good deal. Well, good morning, children. Now, what did y'all learn in Kids Club this morning? Tell me what you learned. Yes, sir. To forgive us our sins. Amen. Okay. Anybody else? What you learned? Yes, sir, Mr. Paul. No. Colt. That's Colt.
Raising from the cross.
Raising from the dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about that?
He's our Lord.
He's our Lord, and he loves you very, very much.
Yeah.
We learned why he died on the cross.
And why did he die?
To pay for our sins.
Amen. Amen. So you learned about Jesus dying on the cross, didn't you? But what else? Do you know what's going to happen? Well, he died on the cross, but what else happened after he died? Yes, ma'am.
3 days after he died, he got resurrected.
All right. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
And the evil people were being mean to him.
Yes, they were. And those evil people were mean. But you know what? Even though those evil people were mean, Jesus still loved them, didn't he? He still loved them. So remember, yes, he died on the cross for all of us. All right, Cope, what you got on your mind?
So we can have a happy life.
That's right. So you can have a happy life. Amen. And what about you, Angel?
That will be wild.
That'll do it. Amen. Angel, I don't know what she said, but I hope it was something good.
Jesus died on the cross for us to have eternal life.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Now, well, I tell you, when we get you started, we can't stop you, can we? Now, he died, he rose again, and now, what's going to happen? What else? What's going to happen after he rose again? Uh-oh, Colt's got it.
He goes to heaven.
And then what? You're right. Keep going.
And then he watches us.
And what else? You're right.
He can...
He's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
He's coming back, isn't he? We don't know when he's coming back. No, you don't know. Okay.
Say something. Say something.
You're welcome. Okay. But he's coming back, isn't he? Yes, he is, isn't he? And when he comes back, he's going to come back for us. For you and you and you and you and you and you. And you know why he's coming back for you? Why? Why is he coming back?
I didn't raise my hand.
Why is he coming back for you? Don't know. You always answer questions. Ask your sister. Why is he coming back for you? You gonna let Laura? Okay. Why is he coming back?
Because he loves us.
Because he loves us. Amen. Jesus died on the cross, killed by evil people. And he's coming back. He rose again, and he's coming back. All right? And remember that. I'm sorry, what now? Okay, all right, Miss Marty. Okay, all right. These kids are pretty smart, amen? And they know a lot more than what you think they know. So, we got to make sure that we teach them the right thing, all right? We teach them that Jesus loves them, that he died, and he rose again for them. Amen? God bless you, children. Amen. I pray that you grow up to be strong and really healthy and people, children and grown-ups that are in service to the Lord. Amen? All right, Colt, you get the last word.
He helps our environment.
He helps our environment.
He waters our garden? Yeah.
Amen. He does. Amen. Yes, he did. Okay. All right. So that's it, okay? Now, what are you going to do now when you go home this evening, this afternoon? You're going to be good children?
Yes.
You're going to obey your parents?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
Could also read the Bible.
And you can read the Bible. Okay. We're not going to upset any of our parents, okay? Amen? We won't do that. Okay. God. Okay, Catherine. Okay. Yeah. God bless y'all, all right? Amen.
What's her name? Yeah.
Her name, Delilah. God bless y'all. Yes, Brittany.
Hello.
I'll remember it in a minute. Okay, Cheyenne. Okay. I love these children. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, please teach them. Please teach them. Parents, grandparents, teach them. Amen? Mm-hmm. You got to teach them. If you don't teach them, the world's going to get a hold of them. And you don't want the world to do that. Amen? Mm-hmm. God bless y'all.
Well, my job's through. You've heard the message. You heard it through the mouths of these children. And but you get a chance to listen to me anyway. Heavenly Father, I come seeking to be your voice, your instrument. I pray, Lord, that you will use me. Let me empty myself and open myself up for the power of your Spirit so that your words may be the ones proclaimed today. In Christ's name, amen. You know, when I'm asked to prepare a sermon, I usually look at the suggested readings from the Common Lectionary. Some of you know about the lectionary, some of you maybe not. But the lectionary is has suggested scriptures for each Sunday of the church year. And over a three-year cycle, using lectionary scriptures, you pretty much cover the entire Bible. And by using the lectionary and looking at the scriptures suggested, it keeps me from just dwelling on a few favorite passages here and there. But when I go through, and at one point I was doing sermon every week when we were doing nursing home, and I would read through the scriptures. There's always an Old Testament reading, a psalm, a gospel reading, and one of the letters. So, and there's all have somewhat of a theme. Sometimes it's easier to find than others. But reading through the passages, sometimes the message just shines through. It's real easy. But other times I have to do a lot of praying. I have to do a lot of study to determine what God is asking us to hear. But in today's reading, I guess first question that you might ask is, who is Stephen? Not my cousin Steve, I can tell you that. He certainly wouldn't fit within this. But Stephen was a leader in the early church. He was called a deacon. And it was the deacon's job to make sure that the ministries of the church were carried out, particularly in caring for widows and orphans. And he was well-educated. He knew about the good news, and he was allowed to preach and teach about Jesus. But Luke describes Stephen as being so filled with the Holy Spirit that the Jewish leaders couldn't stop him from preaching and teaching about Jesus as the Messiah. The Holy Spirit will do that to you. But if we just quickly read through that passage from the book of Acts, one of the things that strikes home is Stephen was on trial. And right from the results of that, you can tell right away it's not a good thing when you're standing before the judge and jury to accuse them of crimes. People that have your fate in their hands. But that's exactly what Stephen did. He told the truth. And Stephen was on trial accused of blasphemy. And in the Old Testament times, blasphemy was one of the Ten Commandments, taking the Lord's name in vain. And it was punishable by death. Pretty drastic in there. But blasphemy is one of those churchy terms. Now, there's a bunch of them. And once you're settled in and you hear that, you pretty much think you know what it's all about. But what Stephen was preaching was probably closer to what we would call heresy today. It was teachings against the established church. And again, reading in the scriptures starting in verse 55. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. And I stopped there for a reason. Saul. That's another name that kind of pops up. Saul was a Pharisee. He had studied the scripture. He was an expert. But he was also one of the leading persecutors of Christians. And he liked to go out to various places, arrest Christians, bring them to trial because of blasphemy. They were saying that Jesus was the Messiah, and the Pharisees did not believe that. So Saul managed to meet Jesus later on. And I hope that I never encounter Jesus in the way that Saul did. He was on the road to Damascus, and he had warrants in his hand to arrest Christians and bring them back for trial. And he was struck blind on the road. And he met Jesus at that point. Most of us do not have quite that dramatic a meeting with Jesus. But one of the chief persecutors of the Jews, someone that had brought people in for trial, became one of the biggest evangelists, one of the apostles that established churches and brought salvation to the Gentiles. So no matter what your background is, Jesus can use you. And Jesus will use you. Let's again look at our reading, and we'll pick up in verse 59. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he said that, he died. Now, those words echo in my mind. They're very similar to the words that Jesus spoke when he was on the cross. When he first said, into your hands I commend my spirit. And later on he said, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Now, let's pause for the lesson right here. Both Jesus and Stephen, even at the time of their death, when they were being killed, they prayed for forgiveness for those that murdered them. Now, we remember that Jesus said that, the greatest commandment is to love God and also just like it is to love your neighbor as yourself. Know anybody that makes themselves unlovable? I do. Sometimes it's hard to love people, particularly when they are doing something against you. And I can imagine if somebody's throwing big rocks at me, forgiveness would be the last thing that was on my mind. But there's another passage that came to my mind at this time, and it was from John's Gospel, chapter 8, starting in verse 2. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple, Jesus. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now the law of Moses commands us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one." So Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again." And pretty powerful words. And when I was teaching, I had a rock, and not quite big enough for a paperweight, but I had a rock sitting on my desk, and painted on the rock were the words, "First Stone." And it served to me as a reminder that when I became judgmental, when I was going to accuse others, it was time for me to look at my own life and look at my own actions. And what do I do? Am I without sin? Well, hardly. Am I worthy to cast stones at another? Well, not until I truly repent. And repent means to turn away from sin. In the first century, adultery was another one of those acts that was contrary to the Ten Commandments. And the prescribed punishment was death by stoning. But Jesus ends again with forgiveness. "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way and do not sin again." So, repent, do not sin again. Jesus is there, and Jesus is ready to welcome us, to forgive us of all that we have done. But when we go to God for forgiveness, do we truly repent? And repentance is a powerful, powerful action. But also, remember, forgiveness is, in the words of Dr. King, forgiveness is a way of life. You know, Jesus said to forgive over and over again, to do it continually. Forgiveness is a way of life. But then, do not sin again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All of us are guilty. That's why we're here. Church is not a place for perfect people. And we come seeking because there's always something on our hearts. And as we go into our hymn of invitation, it is time to take what is burdening you and lay it at the feet of the cross, and I'll give Jesus a chance to take up your burden. If there is something in your life that is troubling you, take the time to pray. If you would like to have someone pray with you, we are available for that. If you want to dedicate your life to Jesus Christ, or particularly if it is in your heart to rededicate yourself to service of the Lord, I invite you to come forward at this time. But regardless of whether you come forward or whether you stay seated, remember that Jesus is there for you and that the cross is always open for your burdens.
Will you stand for our hymn of invitation? For the beauty of the earth.
The time that we prepare ourselves to receive the Lord's Supper, instituted by Jesus himself. Not the table of the Methodist Church, not the table of Alamo, but the table of Jesus Christ. When we go through this time, We ask that when you come forward, start at the back, come up the center aisle, and align yourselves along the rail. You may kneel or stand as you're able. The servers will come by, and you'll be given the bread and the cup. And we have places available at each aisle for the empties. When you're dismissed, please return to your seats by the side aisle. That way leaves the center aisle for those yet to be served. And the ushers will direct as we go along. And we ask that you use this time as a time of prayer. Be grateful and come to the altar in an attitude of prayer. Make yourselves right with the Lord at this time.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have rebelled against you, and we have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy. God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
In remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup, he gave thanks to you, he gave it to his disciples, and said, This is drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. In remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith again. Christ is God. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
Those that wish to use the pre-filled cups, we have those at the aisles over here.
Come around this way. Thank you. Let the church say amen. Amen. Come on now, y'all. It ain't that bad. Amen. Amen. Even though your pastor, he can't see you to read the liturgy, but God, Jesus still loves you. Amen. I don't know what happened. It seems like my eyes were just going cross-eyed there for a minute. I don't know. I just want to say this before we go into prayer time. Sandra had mentioned about older Americans' appreciation month. Hey, I'm not old, okay? I'm not old. So I'm not in that group. But I just want to say this about that. You know, we have a responsibility to teach these little ones and teach also those that are younger than us. Amen? So I want you to be very, very nice to your older ones. Amen?
Amen.
You know, be patient with them. Don't, you know, we move a little slower, but, you know, we mean well. And just remember this when you want to fuss at us. Remember when you were little and we took care of you. Amen?
Amen.
We didn't fuss. I tell Tessie all the time, you know, I hope these kids... I just want to remind that to those of you who have elder parents or grandparents. You look after them. Because you know why? Because if you don't, Jesus is not going to be happy with you. And children, he wants you to love your parents. Love your parents. It's very important that you do that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, John.
Let's keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers. Kathy Bedell, Elaine Bixler, and Jean, her husband Gene, Norma Glenn, James Murphy, Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grizzulis, Hector Martinez, and Roy Wood. Lord, watch over them.
Amen.
Continued prayers of support for all of God's children around the world. So many countries are a lot of in-house fighting. We're at the top of the list, so continue to ask God to guide us to do what is right by following Him. Thanks be to God. Prayers for friends, Gerda Hader's sister, Immigard, and continued prayers of support and for healing for Virginia Mollenhoff's granddaughter, Reagan, Diane Skaggs' daughter, Lisa, Dixie Souter's sister, Martha, and Leona, and which one got the good results? Leona got good test results, so hallelujah.
Amen.
No. Praise God, Tom. Thanks be to God. Homer is continue asking prayers for his neighbors, Joaquin Gonzalez and Gregory Puentes. Valerie Carpio and her daughter, Ashley, are friends of Karen Lawrence. Lord, hear our prayers for these people. Continued uplifting the family of Janie Linhart. Prayers of support for Bonnie Chambers and her family. For Eileen Fader. Jim Whitney. But also for Linda McMillan. Vicki Ballman, continued prayers for Lance Shaw and one of his nieces, Cheyenne, has asked prayers for support and that Lance finds a job.
Amen.
Quickly. So, Lord, hear our prayers for these people. And if anyone's not aware, Doug and Karen Lawrence are at home. Hopefully in the very near future we'll be able to see them, if nothing else, out in the parking lot. But thanks be to God for Karen and Doug. Lord, hear our prayers. Laura Dixon is asking prayers of support for Delia Gallegos Perez. She's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Prayers for Jamie Elizondo and family. Delia is her mother-in-law. Lord, hear our prayers, and you touch this family and guide them. Heather is asking prayers of support for two of her aunts, Gloria Walker, who has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and asking prayers of healing for Virge Garcia. Lord, hear our prayers and touch Heather and all of her family and
Amen.
Give them the support as the family is dealing with these health issues. Lord, hear our prayers. Paula West is asking prayers for my cousin Tina Fesmuir. She was put on hospice 6 months ago due to brain cancer, and I request a call. She is in her final days. Prayers are needed for her husband, daughter, sister-in-law, and all of the family. Lord, please hold her family gracefully. God be with this family, Lord. Help them deal with this. In the name of our Savior, amen. I want to say thank you to Tom, for one. But it was a wonderful breakfast yesterday with all the women and killing two birds with one stone, my birthday. And so now it's Pastor Frank's turn Thursday. All month long, why not?
Well, we take care of you on your birthday, you take care of us the rest of the time. All
right. And it is a joy, a very big joy, to see Dad and Gracie here this morning after not being able to come for a few weeks. So thanks be to God that they are here this morning. As we go celebrate God and Jesus all week long, have a beautiful, joyous Sunday afternoon.
Amen. Let us prepare our hearts for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord. Lord, amidst my fumbling and bumbling this morning, you blessed us. We thank you. We ask, Lord, that you would forgive us, Lord, when we didn't say the right thing, we didn't do the right thing. We ask for mercy this morning. We're so thankful, Jesus, that we can come to you when things are not going right in our lives. We ask that you would help us have mercy on us, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to lead us, direct us, and show us the way to go. In spite of all that's happening around us, Lord, we are dependent on you. Lord, we lift up our older members of our congregation, even right now, Lord. Everyone that's on a walker, everyone that's in a wheelchair, even at home in a bed, those that may be listening on the radio or on the internet, those, Lord, that have so much part of a time even coming to worship, have mercy on them even right now, Lord. And help us to be reminded, Lord, that you want us to take care of them and watch over them. Enable us to do that, Lord. Because I know that's what you want us to do. We thank you for this congregation, and we pray, Lord, as we leave here, that you would be with them, strengthen them, guide them, and help them along the way, Lord. And Lord, we don't ask, I know we ask for a whole bunch of stuff, but Lord, you're all that we have to know to go to. Who else, Jesus, are we going to run to if we can't run to you? Thank you for hearing us this morning. Thank you for listening to us. We ask this in your precious name.
Amen. Amen. I want to say this before we go to the benediction, something that's been on my heart all morning. And I must tell you that I went to a meeting yesterday at Rio Texas Conference. And it was a very sad meeting, a very sad meeting. And I tell you this not to scare you, not to frighten you, but I tell you this so that you can know and understand what's going on. At least I hope you can understand, because I surely don't. But I do know this. It was very sad because we had to say goodbye to 33 congregations in our district. I'm sorry, 33 in our conference. And that was a very sad occasion. And I tell you this, and I'll tell you what Bishop Snazy told us. He says, we are going to continue to do ministry like we've been doing. Amen? We're not going to get scared. We're not going to run off. I'm not. Me and Tessie's not anyway. It's up to you what you want to do. But we have made up in our mind that we're going to stay. And we're going to stay as long as the Lord allows us to stay. And I tell you this to encourage you that you don't have to change anything you're doing. You keep doing. You keep reaching out to the poor. You keep serving. You keep going. You keep calling on Jesus. Amen. And one of the things he impressed upon us, apparently I wasn't aware this had been happening. This has been a lot of backbiting, a lot of mud throwing. He encourages not to do that. Either way you go, please don't be mean to each other. Amen. Don't talk down to each other. You know, the congregations that are leaving, we all gave our blessings and we went our separate ways. At the conference, there will be 25 more churches, approximately, that will be leaving. Be encouraged, Alamo. Be encouraged. I don't want you to get scared now, all right? But I felt like it was on my heart. The Lord wanted me to tell you that so you can know. You can go forward. Amen? We're going forward with our... We are bridge builders here. That's what we do. That's the mission that the Lord gave me. He told me, he says, Ted, I want y'all to be bridge builders in this community out here. And with his help, that's what we're going to continue to do. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you this morning. God bless you. Randy?
Will you stand for our closing hymn, When We All Get to Heaven? Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In his virgin bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overthread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will look toward the light we may. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the
Amen.
Go in peace.
Amen. God bless you.